Unknown assailants fired a rocket-propelled grenade at a U.S. military ambulance some 35 kilometers south of Baghdad today, Thursday, killing one soldier and wounding two others. This is the latest in a series of attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq. The mortar attack on the ambulance occurred around midday local time south of Baghdad in the area of Al-Iskandariya. There have been daily attacks against American soldiers or coalition offices in recent weeks. A U.S. soldier was killed and another injured by sniper fire while guarding a gas distribution center on Wednesday. More than 40 U.S. troops have been killed in such attacks since May 1st. In another incident this week, U.S. military officials say a mortar attack on a coalition-run office north of Baghdad killed one Iraqi and injured 12 others. Earlier this week, gunmen fired at the mayor's office and courthouse in the town of Fallujah, west of Baghdad, and at a police station in Chaldea. The coalition blames elements loyal to Saddam Hussein, and a major nationwide operation is underway to root out these armed groups. Military officials announced Wednesday they had captured the number 4 man on the U.S. most wanted list, Saddam Hussein's top aide and bodyguard, Abid Hamid Mahmoud al-Takriti. Officials believe he may know the fate and possible whereabouts of the deposed Iraqi leader. While the coalition says remaining elements of the old regime are behind the attacks, some Iraqis say public anger is fueling resentment against the American troops. Iraqis accuse U.S. forces of heavy-handed tactics in their search for banned weapons and suspected Saddam loyalists. Anger has also risen because U.S. troops shot and killed two Iraqis during a demonstration by former soldiers in Baghdad on Wednesday. On Thursday, angry mourners fired Kalashnikov rifles into the air and denounced the United States during funeral processions for the two men killed. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Baghdad.